Checking in now from the 2016 campaign trail is NPR's political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, which of this year's candidates offers voters continuity?
I guess the closest thing to that would be Hillary Clinton, if you consider her being the closest thing to an heir apparent to Barack Obama, although Barack Obama, I don't think, has been quite accused of some of the things that Sepp Blatter has been accused of.
Ah, yes, Sepp Blatter. The election to replace him as president of FIFA, soccer's governing body, will be held next month. And those things that Sepp Blatter has been accused of include criminal mismanagement of FIFA funds. This explains why he has been banned from the sport for 8 years. Five candidates are vying for the honor of succeeding Mr. Blatter, and we thought comparing those candidates to the U.S. presidential hopefuls might help us make sense of it all. Ken Shulman, a longtime contributor to Only a Game, is the executive producer of Away Games, a television series about sport and politics.
The candidate who most closely resembles Hillary Clinton is the current frontrunner, and this is the Swiss-Italian Gianni Infantino. He's a consummate insider. He's respected. He's intelligent. But he's not going to upset the apple cart.
Too bad. FIFA is one apple cart that needs upsetting. Over the past couple of months, more than a dozen of Mr. Blatter's confederates and colleagues have been indicted, arrested, or otherwise prevented from further feeding at the FIFA trough. Despite his close association with Sepp Blatter, or perhaps because of it, FIFA being FIFA, Gianni Infantino has emerged as something of a front runner. This is perhaps why his candidacy intrigued George Vesey, former New York Times sports columnist and author of the recent book Eight World Cups.
This Gianni Infantino was described by somebody in the British press as a cipher. And I said, gee, somebody who says goofy things and is a cipher, well, the Republicans have somebody like that, whom I like to think of as El Joven, Marco Rubio. So I would compare Infantino to Rubio.
Perhaps George Vesey had given this silly exercise more thought than it might merit. Perhaps. Anyway, he'd even considered one of the long shots for the FIFA throne.
Prince Ali Al Hussein of Jordan. Now, he seems like a nice guy, and he went to an Ivy League school, but he's a bland interview in public. Well, we know where this is going. There's no doubt that he reminds me of Mr. Jeb Bush with the exclamation point. Maybe if Prince Ali could graft an exclamation point onto his name, that he would have more of a chance.
Maybe. Dave Zirin, sports columnist for The Nation, feels that with regard to potential change in the organization, it won't matter who wins.
Well, there's certainly no Bernie Sanders. You got nobody who's going in there filled with sort of idealistic possibilities for reform. You've got several, like, utter bureaucrats who you think are just going to do horrible things if they're granted power. And then you've got people who are just absolutely raving people who, if they didn't have huge bank accounts, they'd be pushing a shopping cart in Times Square. And that describes people running for FIFA president and Donald Trump.
Has it begun to occur to you that this exercise is preposterous? Partway through my conversation with Ken Shulman, I think it occurred to him.
We're trying to draw parallels between these candidates and the U.S. presidential primaries and elections, but the parallel I would like to draw, rather, is between the FIFA system and the U.S. system. Both are just completely governed by money at this point.
Okay, but let's not conclude on a note so glum. Instead, here, once again, is the authentic NPR lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, to bring order out of whatever.
I might have a better idea of who's going to win the FIFA election than the U.S. political election. The usual things that would take someone down just don't at this time, with Donald Trump in particular.
So there you have it. Donald Trump will be the next president of FIFA, and heaven help soccer.